Lijep pozdrav iz Maribora, z vami Samo Šalamon za 186. Cross Radio, tokrat bolj džezovsko obarvan, namreč prisotni smo bili na koncertu izvrstnega kitarista iz Chicaga, Jean-Paul Burelia. To je bil namreč zadnji koncert v sklopu jazz paketa, ki se je organiziral meseca januarja in februarja v Mariboru in je imel zelo zanimive koncerte, med drugim tudi odličnega Fredrika Ljungkvista, potem tudi nizozemskega pihavca Tobiasa Deliusa in na začetku še tudi slovensko skupino Lolito in sedaj za konec, torej kot že rečeno, Jean-Paul Burelia. Gre za kitarista iz Chicaga, ki že več let deluje v New Yorku in Berlinu, torej nekako pol-pol in je aktiven z vsemi pomembnejšimi glasbeniki v jazzu in tudi konec koncev v popu, saj se deloval že s Cassandra Wilson, Steve Colemanom, Pharrell Sandersom, v začetku tudi z Roy Haynesom, Elvinom Johnson, skratka gre za eno največjih kitarskih imen v zgodovini, blues, rock, kitare, konec koncev tudi jazz. V Mariboru smo ga imeli priložnost videti z odlično zasedbo, to je z bobnarom od Princa and the New Power Generation, Johnom Blackwellom in odličnim basistom T.M. Stevensom in pričarali so nam v bistvu koncert poln bluza, rocka in energije in nekako to je tudi povedal sam Jean-Paul Burelia v naslednjem intervjuju.
Okay, Jean-Paul, I'm really happy to have you here. It was a great show, finally in Maribor after Ljubljana gigs. And first question, basically, I don't know, this band, first it was supposed to be Cindy Blackman and now John Blackwell. Is this a new project that you're planning to record or?
Well, yeah, we have recorded it. I mean, we've done like, I guess, 15 different recordings of the live stuff we've done on this tour. So probably eventually there will be some kind of live CD from this. Oh. But Vibe Music is a concept. You know, you can stick anybody in the concept as long as they have a good, you know, as long as they're good musicians and open to the concept, you can stick, and the concept will change. And that's what's nice about it. I came here in November in Ljubljana with a quartet, with the Moroccan musicians from Cameroon, and we did some of the same material. And then we just transformed the material now into a kind of rock, funk, psychedelic vibe. So, yeah, it's an open concept and you can move to it. So
It's kind of like you started in the 80s with Steve Coleman's M-Bass, with all that crew. It's kind of like you're starting your own thing with Vibe Music or...
Well, actually, no. I think I was doing pretty much my own thing since 85 or 86.
Jungle Cowboy, right?
Yeah, and even before the my association with Coleman, I was working with Elvin Jones and doing a lot of other things. So my first recordings were like 87. So I was always doing, you know, I had always my own direction, you know.
You came to New York like in 79, and I know you recorded Love and Peace, right, with McCoy. I know I have that record. That it's
right. I was 19 years old.
Wow. And then you play what, with Roy Haynes and Alvin Jones. How did that happen?
I mean, well, you know how it happened. Was I waited down in the Village Vanguard every night.
Yeah.
Outside of the door until they let me in for free. I just kept waiting and I kept waiting. And said, this big kid, we're gonna let this guy in sometimes. So they let me in, and then once I got in, I just told Elvin, you know, my dream, I came to New York to play with you. I don't know Miles, I played with all these other cats, but I came here to play with you. And it took like 2.5 years later, but finally the guitar player moved on, and I was surprised when they called me. And that was
Did you give him like a CD or just
you
were playing probably, right?
Well, you know, they hear from around, you know, something's happened. I played with Chico Hamilton before that, and I played with Roy Haynes before that. So, you know, they're kind of colleagues, you know. So I'm sure they had to ask about me, but when they called me, they were really serious, and that was a great experience for me.
And when did you live in Germany now, right?
I live between partly, kind of. Germany and USA. I use kind of Berlin as my European base because I do so much work over here.
Yeah.
It makes sense to like have my own spot over here. So I've had that since '94, and it works out good. You know.
Yeah, you like it here, I mean, because because like probably Berlin and New York is totally different? Or?
Well, yeah, they're totally different, but at the same time, they're two cities where you can really be creative. There's a lot of different mixture of different people, and now Berlin is really coming together as a city for experimentation and art. You know, it's coming, you know?
Yeah.
And it's nice to be in a city that's not really totally set, because you can still influence the city, you know?
Yeah.
And New York is so big, and it's so, you know, nobody actually cares if you're there, if you're not there, but it's a great city. And Berlin, you can still make more of an impression and make really more of a change, and so I like that. Plus, the European
audience
for music is constantly open to do new and different things. They're not so absorbed by commercialism like in America, so that helps artists like myself.
Some even wants to toe-to-toe me, but don't come near me with your knuckles. Use it for your snuffles. I don't got time for petty street scuffles. I'm trying to push on with metaphysical, lyrical, spiritual rhymes. It's not hysterical, plus I'm hysterical. Moving in the circle that I give to them. In the continuum, so I continue on. Can't really see us in the park no more. Can't really see us in the dark no more. But we're invisible, indivisible by no number. Both everywhere and nowhere. Can't really see us in the park no more. Can't really see us in the dark no more. But we're invisible, indivisible by no number. Both everywhere and nowhere. I pop them and I fizz them with the crazy tribalism rhythms. Some people dim, they have gratitude. Some catch an attitude, watching me longitudinal latitude. Vibes that are kicking inspirational, gravitational, hard like granite, spinning like a planet. Penny for your thoughts for a state of a union in hysterica, in the wilderness of North America. Penny for your thoughts for a state of a union in hysterica, in the wilderness of North America. Can't really see us in the park no more. Can't really see us in the dark no more. But we're invisible, indivisible. by no number, both everywhere and nowhere. Can't really see us in the park no more. Can't really see us in the dark no more. But we're invisible, yet divisible by no number, both everywhere and nowhere.
Just asking one more thing, because so that I want to take your time. Like, you played Jimi Hendrix and you played James Brown, and who are like, I know you're like, blues is like probably your major influence, Jimmy and Muddy Waters and stuff like that. And did you, considering you play also with Jamal Adin, who are like, probably Ornette is also an influence. Who are like your major influences?
I mean, you just said a couple of them. I have some other ones that you probably don't know. I mean, Dudu Njai Rose from Senegal is a great drummer. I'm not just influenced by guitar players,
because
then you get a different impression of the instrument when you allow yourself to be influenced by other instruments. So I'm influenced by him. I was influenced by Archie Shepp, who later played in my group, which was a great honor.
You recorded it, right?
Yeah, this record, this Boom Bop record, we recorded. And I mean, there's a lot, you know, John Coltrane. I'm influenced by a guy from India named Palghat Raghu, a mridangam player, very, very heavy stuff. So I'm influenced by a lot of. Oh yeah, you have to, because you keep different influences coming through you. And now what we've started here is more like an African rock kind of vibe. Sometimes we get into that kind of thing, and that's going into new territory for music. So you have to keep new influences coming through.
I always liked your, because you paid like respect to the ancestors, like you said now, and this is important. So last thing, like your message for Slovenia and Maribor students or audiences, buy CDs probably.
No, just listen to all kind of music and stay open, and don't get too locked into the industrial, you know, global, you know, message that they're trying to give to all of us, because it's too small and it's too limited, and we're all much more flexible and much more open than that, you know. So just keep, you know, for us as musicians and for artists and for the whole community, it's just really important that the young generation stay open, listen to a lot of stuff, don't get locked into one thing, and definitely don't get locked into MTV,
you know,
or TV in general. Just keep it open.
Cool, thanks a lot, Jean-Paul, and hopefully we'll see you again here in Maribor. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, yeah.